Dead shopping malls are being reborn as pickleball destinations across America, and honestly, it's genius.
Jordan, you're calling abandoned retail space genius? That's quite a take. Welcome to a special edition of Today in Pickleball, presented by Forward. I'm Marcus.
And I'm Jordan. This is the weekly Pulse Report that tamamos Maombi and India alights. For the top 10 things the pickleball world was talking about this week.
Let's count them down. Starting at number 10, with a heat score of 10, tennis legend Andre Agassi goes all in on pickleball. In the latest Pickleballers podcast, Agassi explains how the sport has changed his life.
When a tennis icon of Agassi's caliber gives that kind of endorsement, it validates pickleball's legitimacy for traditional sports fans who might still be skeptical.
Number 9. Also with a heat score of 10, the PPA Tour announced a groundbreaking footwear partnership with Joma Sport, another major brand entering the rapidly growing pickleball market.
This reflects the race among athletic brands to capture market share in pickleball. Every major company wants their piece of this boom.
At number 8, the Newport Beach Open kicked off March 2nd with professional draws revealed across all 5 divisions. The tournament's underway as part of the PPA Tour's 2026 schedule.
Newport Beach is going to be interesting this week because it's the testing ground for some new policies we'll talk about later.
Number 7 with a heat score of 15. Pro strategy content is flooding social media. Guides on transition zone attacks, topspin techniques, and senior-friendly strategies are exploding online.
This educational content boom shows the sport's maturation. Players at all skill levels are hungry for improvement, and the content creators are delivering.
And at number 6, the Carvana PPA Tour unveiled its full 2026-2027 season schedule featuring marquee U.S. and international events, demonstrating the tour's global ambitions.
Now we're entering the hot zone. Number 5 with a heat score of 20? Paddle technology evolution and the Gen 3 versus Gen 4 debate that's dividing players.
Amazon reported 55% growth in paddle sales to $44 million. That's massive commercial opportunity driving all this innovation.
The distinctions between Gen 3 and Gen 4 paddle technologies are becoming crucial for players trying to choose equipment. The market's moving fast, and frankly, it can be overwhelming.
Number 4, also heat score 20. Major League Pickleball's 2026 draft, presented by Skechers, concluded with record-setting activity, followed by active trade windows reshaping team rosters.
The post-draft analysis reveals significant roster changes that could dramatically impact the competitive landscape. MLP is really establishing itself as a major league.
And number 3, with a heat score of 20, the PPA Tour is introducing a new anti-cheating policy specifically targeting bad line calls. This is a significant shift towards stricter enforcement.
This is huge, Marcus. The PPA is trying to maintain pickleball's honor system culture while adding enforcement mechanisms needed for professional credibility. Newport Beach becomes the testing ground for how officials will interpret these new standards.
Now the top 2. Number 2, with a heat score of 30. Charity tournaments are driving community engagement across the country, raising funds for various causes from student support to medical treatment assistance.
Jordan, what makes pickleball particularly effective for charity fundraising compared to other sports? It's the accessibility factor. Unlike traditional charity events, pickleball tournaments create direct participant investment while maintaining low barriers to entry. You get multiple revenue streams and scalable growth opportunities.
The article points out these events build lasting organizational infrastructure and social capital that benefits both charitable causes and local pickleball communities. It's a win-win model.
Exactly. And we should expect more sophisticated charity tournament models to emerge, potentially including corporate sponsorship packages and multi-tournament charitable circuits.
And the number one trending topic this week with a heat score of 30, the pickleball facilities boom across America. New indoor facilities are opening nationwide, often featuring self-pour taps and entertainment amenities.
This is where my dead mall comment comes in. These facilities are strategically targeting abandoned retail spaces for their existing infrastructure, parking, and low lease costs.
The new model combines courts with entertainment amenities like self-pour taps and golf simulators to maximize revenue potential. It's shifting from pure court rental to entertainment destination.
These suburban locations prioritize convenience and parking over urban walkability, which perfectly matches pickleball's core demographic preferences. The question is whether smaller markets can sustain premium indoor facilities.
That's the key thing to watch. Whether the entertainment-focused model successfully converts casual players into regular customers willing to pay indoor rates. To wrap up, what are the key takeaways this week?
Three big themes. First, pickleball is evolving from a sport into an entertainment experience with these new facilities. Second, the professional tours are getting serious about integrity and enforcement. And third, the charity tournament model is proving pickleball's community impact goes way beyond recreation.
Looking ahead, we'll be watching how the PPA's new anti-cheating policy plays out at Newport Beach, and whether these premium indoor facilities can sustain their business model as they expand into smaller markets. That's your weekly Pulse Report.
We'll be back Monday with more Today in Pickleball.
Full coverage at forwardhq.com. See you next time.